from Tidbits on December 3rd, 2007. This is the audio version of Hot Topics and Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. Google Analytics question. Why is Google Analytics reporting far fewer web page visits to a reader site than the figures provided by his hosting company? A simple hack to fix Leopard stacks. One method of making stacks under Leopard more usable isn't working for one reader, leading to suggestions from others. Punching a hole for Back to My Mac. Glenn's article about making Back to My Mac work reliably brings up more questions about router firewalls and dynamic DNS. Registrar for domains as good as EasyDNS is for DNS? After finding success with EasyDNS, a reader is hoping to get a recommendation for a domain name register that is easy to work with. Anyone used Automator? Apple's scripting utility is one of the major additions to Mac OS X, but does anyone use it? And how well does the new recording function work under Leopard? Leopard firewall, IPFW script, inherited in migration. Leopard's obscure firewall leads to more confusion, this time over settings migrated from Tiger that are hampering network communication. Leopard firewall versus iChat over Bonjour. More information about Leopard's firewall, this time reporting a reader's discoveries about how it operates via Bonjour networking. 2007 holiday gift ideas, hardware. What computer hardware do people want to give or receive for the holidays? 2007 holiday gift ideas, software. What software do people want to give or receive for the holidays? 2007 holiday gift ideas, games. Do you want to play a game? Be nice to Joshua and discuss your favorite games of the year. 2007 holiday gift ideas, computer miscellaneous. This thread covers the computer-related gift ideas that don't fit into the other categories. 2007 holiday gift ideas for the Macintosh-minded. It's not all about the computer. Just look at the Baker's Edge brownie pan. 802.11n over Ethernet. A reader wants to relay wireless networking signals through his Ethernet port, and there's an adapter out there that may be able to do it. Transparent menu bar. What's your opinion of Leopard's transparent menu bar? Most of the Mac press hates it, but many readers either like it or don't mind. Writing terminal commands. The syntax of representing what to write for a terminal command can be confusing if you're new to working within the terminal. Parallel printer connection suggestions. Simple adapters and the right drivers can keep an old printer in working order, even if it offers only a parallel connector. Hands-on with Kindle. Glenn's experiences with the Amazon Kindle eBook Reader prompt comments about readers in general and comparisons to Sony's offering. Word completion feature in Mail.app and TextEdit. Pressing escape when typing in Mail or TextEdit under Leopard brings up a list of similar words to choose from. Do other applications support this little-known feature? Reunion. Readers comment on the features of this genealogy application and how well it works for information that isn't specific to the United States. Tab, delete, and return keys just beep in Tiger text boxes. A reader tries to identify a problem leading to a discussion of input managers under Tiger and Leopard. Software adapted for using Mac Pro 4 or 8 cores. When looking for a list of applications that take full advantage of multi-core processors, the important answer is Leopard, which provides such support to all multi-threaded applications. Eudora error message is help? Ah, the day arrives for a young reader when one of his Eudora mailboxes fills up, which of course sends the program into spasms of obscurity. Printing from Personal Record Keeper for OS X. Even though old data can be read under Mac OS X running Classic, a reader can't get it to print. The tedium of creating PDFs and printing from another source is sometimes the best you can expect. Syslogd, MD Worker, and MDS Oh My. These system processes can generate quite a bit of work for the processor, which also brings up the issue of processes that you thought were uninstalled but still run. Spotlight and Google Desktop problems. Why aren't these two search solutions finding a file in a reader's home directory? MacBook Pro AC adapter, surge protector? What capabilities does the power adapter for a MacBook Pro have? Also, we discussed the pros and cons of using a 65-watt adapter to power a laptop that normally uses an 85-watt adapter. iPod software 1.2.3, README? Apple characteristically is quiet on the changes in a recent iPod software update, but it's clear that a new signature features found in later models are unlikely to show up in these types of incremental updates. France iPhone conditions. The pricing structure of the iPod and its associated wireless plans is finally made available, leading to the now inevitable redefining of the term unlimited. Quay sticks it to stacks. A reader agrees with Matt Newberg's opinion of Quay, which restores hierarchical menus to folders in the dock. What to do when the software company vanishes? Soft chaos has departed. What do you do when a company disappears? And can we choose which companies disappear? Pandora and Apple TV. Is there any way to get the Pandora service on an Apple TV? And what's happened to the Apple TV anyway? Accessing email and files on Windows 2003, 2000, and Exchange servers. A reader can no longer access email and files remotely from his Mac, but more information is needed to determine the cause of the problem. Protect yourself from the QuickTime RTSP vulnerability. Will the rise of Intel-based Macs make it harder for malicious software writers to craft buffer overflow exploits? Bonjour not working after 10.4.11 update. Has Bonjour Network Discovery gotten fickle with the recent operating system updates? Guitar to Mac connection recommendations. Some lucky kid is getting a guitar and an amp for Christmas. Hope he's not reading that thread, Dad. So what's a good way to connect the guitar to the Mac? Hidden airport information in Leopard menu. Readers try out Glenn's discoveries in the airport menu under Leopard. iTunes 7.5.19 has a bug. When playing a CD, iTunes apparently locks up. Anyone else seeing the same problem? What's the deal with Palm? Hasn't that been the question for the last 4 or 5 years? Sigh. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To follow the links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for participating in Tidbits Talk.